Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, February 28th, 2026. Well, folks, I may be down with a cold, but I'm still looking up at the stars. Here's the scoop. The day begins with the moon in Pusha. Pusha is the most auspicious nakshatra of the 27 nakshatras in the zodiac. It's located in the sign of Cancer. In Vedic astrology, Pusha is represented by the udder of a cow and symbolizes the energy of nurturing and sustenance. It's definitely an energy that soothes and comforts. Now, there is a bit of a twist with this normally nurturing energy, and that is that today's moon sits in opposition to Pluto across the zodiac in Capricorn, the cardinal earth sign. Now, you remember that Pluto can stir things up. And Pluto moon oppositions are emotionally intense as they stir things up and bring things to the surface, things that are buried or hidden that typically have to be brought up to be released. Now, Pluto serves up the energy of scorpionic transformation. Pluto, like Scorpio, is the energy of rebirth. But typically something has to die first. And that, of course, can be literal or metaphorical. Now, beside that, every house of the 12 houses in the field of astrology represents some kind of experience. It might be the experience of romance or friendship or financial gain, career, and so on. Now, the experience can speak to things on a physical, emotional, and psychological dimension. The Ace House, in particular, is noted for and often dreaded because it typically deals with psychological crisis. Of course, in the ever-compassionate universe, a crisis like that is a way of moving from darkness to light. How many of us have walked away from a difficult life experience to come out a better person? It might hurt for a while, but you get it. It can apply to corporations, religious institutions, and even governments. So, with the moon in Cancer and its affliction across the zodiac in Pluto, there are five planets in the eighth house from the moon. So that sort of portends some type of crisis. Let's see what happens. But those planets include Mars, Rahu, the Sun, Mercury, which is retrograde, by the way, and Venus. Now, Mars is a dominant energy. Rahu, the shadow planet, often shows up as a fated event. And then with a retrograde Mercury, that's the energy of a do-over or a rethink or a review. All this might sound spooky, but there is a silver lining. And what's the silver lining? Whatever it is, we will come out on the other side, probably better. Now, remember that a week ago we had the eclipse. Now, Mars is crossing the eclipse point. Given what Mars is all about, which is aggression, sometimes impulsive action, war, stuff like that, they could be real fireworks. Whatever happens today and this week, it could be epic. What a way to end the month of February. Well, anyway, on to March. Well, folks, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And let's remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU or their great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.